It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. You know, there are a few stand-up comics in the world whose talent I find borderline transcendent. One of them is Maria Bamford. You might have seen her in her repeat performance as the crazy holiday lady recently in a series of Target commercials, but she is absolutely without peer on the stand-up stage. Here she is, recorded live for the Sound of Young America at the Sound of Young America Presents Laugh Night at ArtShare in Los Angeles.
All right. So, I was, has anybody ever met anyone on the internet? Met them, you know, connected, then chosen to meet in a public place on the net? It's fun. It's fun. It takes courage. I've done it many times. I've been in several one-year relationships. No, let's say three. I started dating when I was 35 because I had a lot of anxiety. Up to 35. Now I'm open. I'm open. I'm available. And anyways, that's my last book. So now I'm trying to be more honest with who I am, you know, what I can do, you know, because there's a lot of... Sometimes I used to respond to ads where the guy would say, you know, I can strap on a cummerbund and go to the steakhouse ballet. I can hog tie us both and ride the rails. I work hard, I play harder. I'll rest when I'm dead. I'll rest when I'm dead, and I'll never be that guy. You got your passport? Let's go parasail glide biking to France, Brazil. I gotta be clear with what I can do. My current ad reads, I can wear the same outfit for 5 days, or I can crouch naked in the shower and get real small. I can tip, I can topple, I wake up when it's time. You got your library card? Let's go pay off some of my fines. Because I don't borrow books. I lease. So scary to put out there because you're getting rejected. And some people seem to have a lot of luck with it, you know, or not. You know, some people just get great relationships, you know, like... Who are like, you know, we just both met and we both just knew and then we've just been together ever since. Yeah. So you guys never fight about anything? You guys never fight? Oh. Well, he doesn't like onions. So you guys never had any issues you had to work through? This is like a workbook. You know, if I were you, I'd watch out for red flags. Oh, okay. But what if I'm like a flag factory, okay, that only manufactures giant red flags? Hey, maybe you need to learn to be the one before you meet the one. Is that Bob Dylan? Hey, good luck. Yeah. Good luck with whatever you guys are doing.
Merlin! And your book of spells and potions?
Yeah. I feel bad. I used to, sometimes, because I've been in a bad relationship before, that can happen where, you know, a person, good guy. You know, some people were good people, but then he had, and this is my opinion, I had a problem with anger management. You know, not so much in that he could manage to focus it right at me, but not at friends, family, and the police. And there's a couple of moments of, hi. And the guy, at one point, he said to me, he was very funny, very sweet. He said, yeah, I just want to let you know, I will never hit you. Oh, sounds like I'm going to get a bit beat down. Yeah, right quick. Brace for impact. That's the thing. You got to watch out for the signs of domestic violence. And I realized I was a potentially volatile relationship with myself. I know I seem charming when we're together, but whenever it's just me, I always want to start yelling at myself for no reason at all. All of a sudden, I'll just be like, why don't you go to the gym and have a baby? Then I go to the pet store and I'll totally get myself like a hermit crab and paint the shell in my favorite NFL team colors. It's like, I can be so sweet. People just don't get me. They don't get me. But I understand me. And that's what makes it so special. You guys, anybody here religious? Probably not, right? If you are, just rest in the glory that I am wrong. There's a new building in my neighborhood, and they had a guy standing outside. You coming on down to The Rock this weekend? Got a big sign, The Rock. Got live music, stuff for the kids, food, drink. That sounds like church. Oh, no, I mean, got a teen center and a computer. Yeah, it's church. Why? They make it trying to sound like something just kind of, you know, just kind of everyday. Like, a couple of my friends, we're getting together, playing some Hellfire on my Xbox 316. Are you guys back? No, we're just a fellowship of yeah, we're Christians. Try to trick you, you know. I like doing shows. You want to come to a show? Yeah, cool. Where's it at? Cool new coffee shop. What's it called? Crossroads? No! Stop hiding behind your Jimi Hendrix font. Yeah, because religion people seem so against pop culture, and yet that is the facade they lurk behind. You know? Why don't they just, you know, if they're trying to get in the crowds, just call it completely, you know, something, you know, just call it sex hole. Yeah, you coming on down to sex hole. Oh, you really shouldn't have to sell sex hole. Everybody wants to go to sex hole. What's going on inside? Well, you gotta come on in to find out. That sounds like church. My mom is very religious, so she always says, honey, whatever you think about all the time, that's what you worship. Oh, if that's the case, I'd like everyone to open up their People magazines, turn to the scripture to page 37. Here we read the parable of Miss Valerie Bertinelli. And the worst dressed shall be the best dressed, and the best dressed shall be the worst dressed. Of course, I worship celebrities because their moods create the weather. And I'm just a tiny frightened animal. Of course, I'm going to look towards the most powerful and fertile appearing of our species for information of how to survive. I need to find out what Jennifer Aniston is doing because she's a strong, sexy monkey. She knows where all the bananas are. She said recently, I always say, don't make plans, make options. That is a pretty big piece of fruit. I'm going to take a couple of weeks, not on that. Okay. I wanted to tell you something really important. I'm trying to learn a different language. I went to a meetup group to speak Spanish, and nobody was a native speaker, so we ended up speaking pretend Spanish. Ay, 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 babina, turns out I'm pretty good at pretend languages. Got to pretend Swahili. Trying to lose the accent, and pretty much a native speaker and pretend tiger. I just asked where you could find the nearest train station. Just the basics. And this poor guy keeps getting collection agency calls at my house, and it's been for 3 years now. And I used to get the collection agency calls, and they won't believe that I'm not him. And they're just so mean. So I figure, you know, maybe it's a sign that I need to start to speak on his behalf. His name is Ernesto Martinez. So, next time.
Yo soy. Oh no, lo siento. Mira, los estaba de viaje a la luna. Oh, I'm so sorry. I've been traveling to the moon. No tengo dinero, pero yo puedo pagarle en besitos y abracitos. I can pay you back. I have no money, but I can pay you back in little hugs and little kisses. Mira, no, nos vamos a encontrar. Let's meet. A la medianoche. Al final de arcoíris. At midnight. At the end of the rainbow. Anyways, I'm just trying to learn. Anyways, thank you so much. Thank you, Jesse Thorne and the Sound of Young America. I'm no longer young. I'm in the middle. Chris, you're young.
The brilliant Maria Bamford is on the road for much of the first half of 2011. You can find her full schedule online at mariabamford.com. You should also check out her CD called Unwanted Thought Syndrome. And, of course, catch her and work with her on your stand-up comedy at our own annual convocation of things that are awesome, Max FunCon. You can find more information about that online at maxfuncon.com. The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com.